This is the OG Podcast Network. This is Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City 365. From the boardwalk to the casino to the nightly entertainment, every day you were born to defy. Now let's go behind the scenes of the brand new Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City. Here's 77 WABC's Sid Rosenberg.
Hey folks, Sid Rosenberg here. The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City is an amazing destination for me, my family, and quite frankly, millions of you. Now, let's revisit the amazing grand opening celebration of the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City as we go behind the scenes of everything that the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City has to offer. Every day, you were born to defy.
I'm on my way.
This is a huge deal for Atlantic City. The fact that the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino is opening a new place here. I mean, putting in so much money. They're bringing back, believe it or not, 6,000 jobs. 6,000 jobs to Atlantic City. This is a big local event, and it's part of the New York tri-state area. Your scenery, I know it's down the Jersey Shore, but it's a huge deal what's happening here.
Let me even take what you said further about the 6,000 jobs, which is hugely important, obviously. They are taking people from here. And there's some folks that have gone through some rough stuff here. I'm talking about former addicts, folks that have had some real, even legal difficulties, and they are giving these people, the local residents, this is has been a downtrodden community. You know that. People who live here don't have a heck of a lot of money. I don't mean the big hotels. The people that live right down the block, they don't. And they've had a lot of issues. Not only are they creating jobs, they're putting the people in this city who otherwise would have nowhere to work. They're giving those
people
jobs.
That's
amazing.
This is the resurgence that Atlantic City is experiencing.
Not just resurgence. Think of the heart that they're putting these people who would not get. Yeah. They haven't worked in years.
Right.
They got jobs, B.
They got jobs, and obviously the future, I mean, they're very excited about the potential for the future because, I mean, they wouldn't invest this kind of money in a place. This place is not going to knock your socks off if you come down here. The entertainment that they're going to have year-round, and especially in the summertime, you come down this summer, you have all the entertainment, the fun. It's not one of these, what you think of Atlantic City with the scales coming off the bus from Chinatown and the old ladies. This is a fun, exciting, happy place is what it is. And then throw in the beach. The boardwalk's beautiful. The beach is gorgeous. It's a jewel. It's a gem right now. And this place is the center of it all.
Well, you know it's a big deal, this place, when the Garucci brothers are here. I love you guys. Met Games, of course. Fantastic job. The one guy that gave you guys a run for your money was John Gotti. Because he put on a fireworks show in Howard Beach on July 4th. That was as good as... Oh, that was yours, too? You worked with John?
Yes. Look, yeah. Of course.
Oh, that poor bastard went to prison and you're here now?
Hey, what do you want from me?
We'll talk to the guys. The Garucci brothers are here. They got a monster show.
It make Disney
this morning.
It make Disney look like your next door neighbor's backyard.
Well, you're right, because I do enjoy the Epcot show every single night, the fireworks show. But these guys are even better. They're also part of the local fabric. You guys are on Long Island, I guess, right? And there you go. So, we'll talk to those guys coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
These guys are the best. I know that. Yeah. I appreciate their work. I love their work. In fact. In Long Beach, forget about it. I love it. You guys are fantastic. I'll talk about it later when you come on.
Oh, look at this. The great Bernie Dillon is here. Let me say this. All the entertainment shows and the boxing. Not that long ago. Hey, Bernie, I saw a movie this weekend. Come over here. I thought about you. Bernie Dillon is responsible for the entertainment and the sports. So I told you, Bernie McGurk, about this movie. So I was a huge fan growing up. One of my favorite boxers was Vinny Pazienza.
Yes, a lot of people were fans, as was I at one point.
Yes,
sure.
And I told you that, and I'm embarrassed to say this, Bernie. We got two Bernies here, Bernie McGurk to my left and Bernie Dillon
to the
right.
Just call me McGurk.
Okay, McGurk and Bernie.
I'll be Dillon. It's all right.
Dillon, even better. So, Dillon, I never knew this movie even existed. I saw a movie this weekend called Bleed for This. You know what this is?
It's Vinny Pazienza's story.
Yes, and people have to see this. Vinny Pazienza goes up two weight classes, Bernie McGurk. He wins.
Yeah.
He's on his way to celebrate his win to the casino. He was going to Atlantic City, but then he decided to go to Connecticut instead. He gets in a horrible car accident, almost dies.
I remember.
He has to wear this halo that they screwed into his head. And the doctor goes, you're never going to walk again, and you're never going to fight again. He goes, I'm going to fight again. And then he beats Roberto Duran.
I know.
Isn't that amazing?
He took some heavy-duty shots, too.
Yes,
he also fought Roy Jones after that.
That's right. And he's one of the guys that fought for you here in Jersey, right?
I had him a lot of times. The Duvas, Kathy Duva and Dan Duva, were his promoters, and we did a lot of shows here. Lou was his trainer.
Right, Lou was his trainer.
And Vinny was one of those tough guys who probably had a little more toughness than talent, but was an extremely exciting fighter.
Yes,
great guy.
Indeed.
And
hard.
Worked his ass off,
you know,
all the time.
He reminded me of, I know they made the movie about, what's a French name, Bernie, from Jersey? The Bayonne Bleeder.
Oh, Chuck Wepner.
Chuck Wepner. I know Rocky was about Chuck Wepner, but I got to tell you, Vinny Pazienza, the Rhode Island, the not no money, the way he came up, I really thought he was close to Rocky, right? The story.
Oh, yes. And before gaming really got into Connecticut and some of the other jurisdictions, he would fight in Atlantic City, and 500 to 1,000 people from Providence, that whole area, would come down on planes, buses, cars, wow, everything. They were great events.
Yeah, he had a huge following, a loyal following from Providence, a big Italian-American community, Providence, Rhode Island.
Huge.
And, he was all about that. But as you said, a tough guy, maybe more toughness than talent. Well said.
Yeah.
Probably. But he was a muscular, good-looking kid.
Yep.
And determination, I guess, is what you would say, after the accident, coming back and fighting Duran like that. An inspiration, really.
He was. And I thought about Bernie Dillon, I should say, because a couple of weeks ago, McGurk, we had this great press conference at the Hard Rock Cafe in New York City. Now, Bernie, you had Vinny Pazienza, Michael Moore. Read off the top, you had some of the big boxers you've had here.
Oh, my gosh. We've had everybody from George Foreman to Shannon Briggs. We've had Roberto Duran, Hector Camacho.
Yeah, what time
tons
is
of
it?
People.
It's Macho time. Yeah, man. I love the Macho Man. The late great Hector Macho Camacho.
So you had all these great fighters. And just so you know, see, I'm a big boxing guy. But my man to the left here, he loves UFC. You're going to bring that here as well, right?
We are working on a bunch of MMA shows. I've already put my call out to Dana White to try to get the UFC in here next year. The whole year is already planned out, but we'll get him here.
No doubt. I mean, a very up-and-coming, exciting sport. Brutal, but people love it. I love it. Die hard. I mean, I love boxing. I grew up loving boxing, but the MMA stuff, it just takes it to another level, in my opinion.
Yeah, we hope to have a really good mix here of boxing and MMA to really diversify our entire entertainment base.
Right. Now, to give you your credit, we just had Jim Allen here. Ah, Melanie Torres. We just had Jim Allen here. And we gave Jim Allen a lot of credit for a lot of things, which he deserves. But you are really the guy, not just boxing and UFC, but even the entertainment shows. You're kind of you're the center man for all of that, right?
I am in charge of booking this Mark Ettis Arena, the Hard Rock Live at the Ettis Arena, and we have 300 shows between this facility and our Soundwaves Theater, which is up by the boardwalk.
Incredible.
And we have another program we call 365 Live,
yes,
where we have five other stages throughout the casino that will have live entertainment 365 days of the year.
Wow.
For the summer, we have 55 to 60 performances on property every week.
And, and that's your responsibility to take care of all of that all the time?
I have a little help, but yes.
That's it. That's what the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino is about, and that's what the resurgence here in Atlantic City, being led by the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. This is why it's happening. Bernie Dillon is part of it. I mean, bringing all these acts. This place is happening, folks, and we feel it right now this morning. Bernie Dillon, it was great to have you.
Thank you for having us, and I'm just thrilled we have a great partnership with you guys, and looking forward to a great year.
We love you, Bernie Dillon. We love you very much, and Jim Allen and all the guys, and the place is great. We're very, very excited, and as Bernie Dillon just told you, so many exciting things coming your way.
Don't forget to catch the next episode on the OG Podcast Network as we celebrate everything that the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City has to offer. And remember, every day you were born to defy.
The OG. This is the OG Podcast Network.